producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the final hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex. We're talking to NSA whistleblower and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Going to go to another of your calls right now. The website for Wayne, by the way, is waynemadsenreport.com. We're going to go to Austin in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, go ahead.
I was calling about a number of things. One of the things I want to ask about, what's been going on with Russia and Ukraine, as well as Ebola and stuff. Could that also be like, you know, a preset of a kind of a fog of war for things that might possibly be going on in North Korea or China, that China's trying to do?
Well, one thing about ISIL that I also discovered from talking to journalist colleagues that gathered in Tehran for this journalism, and many professors were there as scholars, whatnot, is that ISIL's leadership was controlled by some North Africans. And a couple of weeks ago, the CIA and their other controllers went in and had Chechens from the Republic of Georgia and Uyghurs from Western China basically killed their mostly Tunisian commanders. They actually beheaded them in Syria, and they took over. And the idea is that the Chechens from Georgia and the Uyghurs from Western China, after they take care of Iraq and Syria and Iran, are going to go after Russia and China, respectively. So there is more to this whole ISIL story than we're being told. And I think all the suspicion should go on CIA Director John Brennan, who made the pilgrimage to Mecca. He's very close to the Saudi regime. He's the guy who's been promoting these radical takfiris in ISIL, and he's the guy who really needs to have his head on a stake, and no one else, because he's the guy who is ultimately responsible for this group being created.
Anthony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Quick question.
Yes, I have two questions for Mr. Madsen.
Only time for one. Make it quick.
Okay. What does he think of the think of the fact that does he believe that China at some point might challenge the United States in the same way that Germany challenged the British Empire?
No, I think China is actually, look, China's history, recent history, they have never really attacked anybody except when they felt their security was threatened. The attack on North Korea during the Korean War was because we posed a threat to them. They are staking a claim to the South China Sea, just like we stake claims to our territorial waters. It's all about natural gas and oil, and Obama decided to pivot to Asia as a direct confrontation, military confrontation against China in China's own backyard. It's Asia's not our backyard, it's China's backyard, but Obama has decided he's going to not only take on Russia with Ukraine and other former Soviet republics, he's going to take on China in its own waters, its own backyard. Obama's playing with nuclear fire by going after Russia and China, and I'm afraid that whoever comes after him, whether it's Hillary or some knucklehead Republican, is going to continue those policies unless we get a president like a Jim Webb or a Rand Paul who doesn't want to continue this interventionist U.S. foreign policy. That has got to stop right now.
Okay, final 20 seconds, Wayne. Tell people how they can get your book.
Well, it's available on my website, waynemadsenreport.com. That book and a number of others are available. They just click on that, and they can order from Amazon Create or Lulu Press.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower and investigative journalist, thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show today.
You bet, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. After the break, Anthony Gucciardi with police state news. We're going to go to more of your calls and hit more Ebola news. Breaking news up on Infowars.com. Check it out. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show Live.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got
to
set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm joined in studio by Anthony Gucciardi, who had an interesting experience this past weekend in Houston with grope-down procedures being conducted outside of music concerts. Of course, we've seen that back before. In 2012, we had a report where the Detroit Music Festival was staffed by these individuals who carried out TSA-style grope-downs. We're going to talk about that. Ebola, we're going to go to more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Anthony, tell us about this experience this past weekend.
Well, it's amazing to me that no matter what you're doing, it seems that you cannot escape the police state. You cannot escape being treated like a terrorist in the way that they once said that these groping protocols, I'm talking about flashlights looking down your pants, and there's photos we're going to show you if you're watching live on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/show. But overall, you cannot escape being groped and treated like a terrorist. And what happened was I was convinced, hey, you know, with some friends, let's go see this show. Let's go see a major show. It's outside of Houston at this pavilion. And I actually thought the whole premise was it's a distraction, right? Get away from all of this. Get away just for a couple of hours from the whole spectrum of the police state and all of this research. So not only, though, is there a two-hour line to get in, about two-hour line sitting there waiting because of these security agents, which is a private security firm led by these police that were going back and forth. But what was happening was it was a TSA-style search. I'm talking about, and we're going to show you, having people take their shoes off, lifting your shirt up to about your nipple area, them going in with flashlights, grabbing your pants and boxers, pulling them back, looking in. And meanwhile, there's speaker system saying, like, stay in an orderly line. You will be searched according to the security protocols of this pavilion. You know, just worthless bureaucracy. And all these security, quote-unquote, agents are like nothing against them, just, you know, 70-year-old men that probably couldn't work at Walmart going in and searching you and just asking the same questions. Do you have anything on your person that's not allowed in the venue? And they just will pull your pants back with a flashlight and search you. And there was an older guy next to us who was really nice, and he just was like, oh, yes, sir, I haven't, you know, been to such a venue in a while. He was walking through, and they're like, okay, sir, take your shoes off. He had a cane. He couldn't even walk, and he had to bend down. Someone was trying to help him take his shoes off. They didn't even help him at all. Some woman had to help him. And we had been saying things like, you know, this is insane. And I went, and I said, look at this Al-Qaeda terrorist right here. And it was the older guy, right? And I'm going to go into the story a little, because there was a guy in front of me with a crew cut. And he looked like a Fed, really, but I didn't think anything of it. I'm not always constantly saying Fed, Fed, Fed. But as it turns out, it was me and my friend. We were saying, look at this, you know, racist over here being facetious. Look at this terrorist. Look at this Al-Qaeda operative, this older gentleman trying to get through security. Well, the guy in front of us didn't like that, and he was with his wife. And
you got one that can see.
Yes, exactly. Well, he was saying to her, you know, no, no, this is good. This is actually helping people, blah, blah, blah. But we kept saying, like, look at all these terrorists being facetious because, you know, we weren't going to stand for it. I was thinking about leaving. So he goes up and actually tells his cop buddies, oh, those guys are causing trouble over there. So by the time we get up there, not only did they just search us with the whole make you take your shoes off and anything like that, which they didn't make me take my shoes off because I acted like a subservient little peon, but they double searched us. I mean, he was literally taking the flashlight and looking down my boxers.
Meanwhile, people are coming in from Ebola-hit countries and getting absolutely no questions whatsoever, receiving no treatment. We had the doctor earlier. We had the CNN news crew a week before that. But God forbid, Anthony, you should try to go to a music concert and have fun. Then they'll be really on you. I mean, ridiculous.
Well, that's the whole point. And I've actually wrote an article about it with some pictures you can see on Infowars.com. It just went up about 4 minutes ago. The key thing here is not only is this a crazy enactment of the police state, a crazy show of power, worthless. They're not catching terrorists. I'll give them an exorbitant amount of money if they caught a terrorist with ISIS that night. Now, here's the thing. They're not even screening the Ebola patients, the Ebola victims that we know are coming from West Africa or wherever. They're not even screening them with the degree of scrutiny that they screened me to go into a concert.
Exactly.
The people with Ebola that hypothetically they're saying, you know, it's so bad. And I'd like to, we talked about 2 weeks ago about it. Our predictions, I think we have a clearer view now. We get into that, too, where the end game is going. Take callers, get their opinion. But overall, I think we finally understand where it's all going. But they're not even screening people with Ebola like this. But they're going to make me take my shirt up and look down my boxers with a flashlight to go listen to some music. Yet they can come in and pose a threat, as they claim, potentially to millions. Millions could die from an Ebola patient, since the nurses, apparently, in full hazmat gear, can still get Ebola. But that's not a big issue. No, it's not a big issue because they just leave the borders open. Joe Biggs can go dress up as ISIS and cross the border. O'Keefe can dress up as Osama bin Laden. That's not an issue. The real issue is people going to concerts or going to sporting events and trying to bring in a can of high fructose corn syrup soda to the movie theater, which will get you arrested.
And another side issue on that, what does it say about people who take these jobs? I mean, that is basically the slag heap of humanity that they're forced to take those kind of jobs. Are they not even good enough for TSA at this point?
No, it is the slag heap. It's the runoff of everything. It's the bureaucracy. Because here's how it works. I've flown multiple times recently. Actually, I have to fly all the time now. And sometimes I'll have a TSA agent, a professional. They will actually be like, hey, you know, I know you want to opt out. It's not a big deal. It's smart. Yeah, no, they'll actually get in. They'll be like, sorry, we have to do this. But other times I've had people say, why are you opting out? And I say, well, I don't want to go through the naked body scanners that save your image and actually admit you with radiation. They go, oh, yeah, okay. And they actually, they are supposed to call it. They're supposed to say opt out, and you go through the line, and you know someone comes and pats you down like a good slave. But what they'll do is they'll wait like 30 minutes.
They make an exemplar.
Oh yeah, and then they'll do the pat down if they're the same gender, and they'll just pat you down. They'll be like, do you have any sensitive areas? Just like pushing you really hard. They just love it. So there's two types of people. There is the horrible bureaucratic, evil, slag heap, bad, horrible people that are actually running some of this because they're mentally insane. And statistically, psychopaths and sociopaths rise up way quicker because they can fake emotion. And they can, there's been studies about it. One of the first ones came out about 2 months ago. They can fake emotion, which, interestingly, people are attached to. Now, those types of people are horrible. But at the same time, there are people working at those venues that just want a job, that want to make $30,000 a year, that live in the country and don't know what they're doing. But either way, they're still servicing the same purpose. They're still doing the same task, which is depleting us of every single piece of freedom that we still have while you can just run across the border. So that's the irony of it. That's why most people are getting it, though, and we are winning, because most people are saying this is ridiculous. A 2-year-old could see this. A 3-year-old could literally do a report on this and be 100% more intellectually capable than the CDC on all of this.
And the story is up on Infowars.com. Photos, concert venues. Now search inside your pants. TSA-style concert security agents use flashlights in invasive search. That took place just this past weekend. We're going to go to some of your calls now. Tim in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, good afternoon to both of you. Paul, I'm sorry I missed Mr. Madsen. I wanted to agree with him on at the outset of your conversation. He was talking about this comprehensive plan to break down all the nations, the Arab nations in the Middle East. But it goes way beyond that. It was spelled out none other than a man named Ed Hussein. You may remember this fella. He wrote on the Council on Foreign Relations website in 2012, he wrote that the Syrian FSA needs al-Qaeda now. This is the same man who wrote just this last June a CFR article entitled "The EU Offers a Model for Unifying the Middle East." And, Paul, I don't think you guys covered this. I hope you guys can go back and look at this, because this is, I think, one of the main keys. Not only do they want to break down those nations, but they want to set up a Middle East Union, and this is spelled out in many, many references. He had gone, Mr. Anthony had gone to Tehran, I understand, and that's right. I'm sure he could verify that.
That's interesting. I mean, we know there's a policy in Syria to balkanize the country, basically. That's part of the plan with ISIS, to split it into three different regions that would be more easily controlled under the U.S. military-industrial complex. So that's definitely one of the agendas behind that. Let's go to Dale in Oregon. He's a retired hazmat professional. Go ahead, Dale.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's your point today?
Just my point is some of the procedural things I see on the news that maybe the healthcare providers are doing that they might. If I was them, I would be consulting like a hazardous materials team or something like that to maybe go over their procedures, because some of the things, like when you saw the people.
What do you think about the way they handled the apartment? I mean, that was ridiculous, surely, wasn't it?
Well, because it was so late. I mean, that was a little rugged. I would say that's a pretty big faux pas on the
Is the CDC just extremely incompetent?
Yeah, they kind of dropped the ball on that one, that's for sure. I don't understand if it was government rhetoric that couldn't, procedural rhetoric that couldn't get them out there, or...
Well, what specifically are you finding with the CDC dropping the ball over and over again? What are they doing that you, as a retired hazmat professional, are seeing them do?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I think they should utilize their assets more. I mean, Houston Hazmat is probably one of the premier hazmat teams in the country, and I would be bringing those people in and reviewing their procedures, and like I was going to say, the people that went into the apartment to clean it up went into the building or the room in a higher level of protection than what was called for, and that's a fire department procedure, hazmat procedure. We always try to go over one level of protection. They were in level C protection, which is kind of splash protection, and you'll see the healthcare workers in a class C protection. The fire department, the people that went and cleaned the room went into a level B, and then there's another level A that is totally encapsulated, totally on respirators, on air. Nothing's getting in. So
okay, we'll leave it there now. Thanks for the call. Coming up after the break, more of your calls. Anthony Gucciardi in studio. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
live on the Alex Jones Show, talking about Ebola. Going to your calls, Kathy in California. Go ahead, you're on the air. We're talking about Ebola, and specifically, what is the end game? Is this going to break out into a martial law-style situation? Kathy, go ahead.
Okay, hey, I don't remember your name, but thank you for taking my call. And I'm calling to bring up a couple of points. As far as I know, when Bush was in office, he, with everything with Iraq, he suspended the Constitution. Now, I'm not sure what that means. I know what the word suspension means. And as far as I know, I don't know how to reinstate it. I don't know what procedure it takes. And I don't know if anybody in Washington, D.C. or any position there reinstated the Constitution. Because people I'm hearing on the radio keep saying that we have to defend the Constitution. But if it's been suspended, then it's no longer the same thing necessary to do. Do you understand my point?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been watered down to such an extent now that, you know, it de facto has been suspended. There's talk of a constitutional convention coming up. We've already got 34 states that have ratified that, which is the minimum required. Obviously, there's concern that other things could be inserted into that convention, gun control, etc. But definitely that could be a solution. I know Alex has kind of moved more on board with that in recent years, so that's interesting. Jay in Colorado, you're on the air. You want to talk about Ebola treatments. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Anthony. I wanted to talk about, two main things I hadn't really heard talked about that much as far as supplements. The first one is selenium. It seems as though the Ebola virus, at least maybe not this new strain, but Ebola in general, seems to really gorge itself on selenium deposits in people's cells, and then it spreads when it doesn't get that. I don't know. I'm expecting that if this does spread, that the price of selenium supplements might, I don't know, increase. Door shells might come out. Might sell out. I'm not entirely sure on that.
I did an article about some of the research out there, and I actually did the research on the research, and it was very disappointing to me because what I found was as early as 2009, they were doing some serious trials on things like genistein and other soy-based compounds. And they were looking into it, and they said, well, actually, it does look like in animal studies there's an inhibition of the Ebola virus to some degree, also in combination with various drugs, which can be used with natural substances to reduce side effects or reduce actual dosage. And they were saying, no, it looks really promising. It looks powerful, yet the funding completely stopped. So as for selenium, as for all the other possibilities, as for the other natural compounds, it's all out there. The research is out there. It is real. They're just not funding it because they're just sitting around waiting for Bill Gates and Melinda Gates to offer the latest vaccine. They're not telling you about preparedness. So, you know, Jay, I want to ask you first, before we get into the next thing on this, what are you doing to prepare yourself?
Right now I have a little bit of colloidal silver on hand. I have a little bit of selenium on hand. I noticed that the silver bullet is sold out right now. But what I'd like to do is actually, I've been looking into the Bob Beck protocol. And although getting the equipment for the whole setup is going to be kind of an expensive ordeal for me, I'm looking into blood electrification because, as I understand it, that process can actually it interacts somehow with the virus in such a way that it can't produce enzymes necessary to invade host cells.
Well, you know, and, overall, there is natural research out there that there are ways to potentially inhibit this, but obviously. You know, the key thing here is maybe we shouldn't let people from Liberia who are coughing get on a plane and come to the United States. That would be a start. It's a sad day for me, even into natural health, which I've been into for a very long time and doing the research and looking at it, to have to even talk about how to prepare ourselves. But that's where we are now. That's where we are. They're just letting people in with Ebola. And it should come as no surprise that we're going to have an Ebola outbreak in the United States. It should come as no surprise to anyone. It should come as no surprise that you need to prepare yourself. I mean, it should come as no surprise. Me living in reality. I live in reality. I don't sit here all day and think about every theory about how the world's going to end. None of us do. We try to live our lives, warn people, alter the course of humanity and for the better. But we also have preparedness aspects. You know, storable food is something that I'm always going to have some of. Or iodine. Every single time we get a new supply, X2, which we're running out of right now, every single time I grab a box for myself and ultimately it ends up getting stolen by friends and family who need it themselves, so I have to replenish it constantly. But I know what I need and I know the preparedness aspects of it. Selenium, look into it. I know that I have my storable food, I have my iodine, I have my colloidal silver, and that's for my preparedness pack. Look into it, do your own research, but overall, you need to defend yourself because the government's not going to do it for you.
More of your calls coming up after the break. We're going to have David Knight in studio to cover more issues touching on things aside from Ebola. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, joined in studio by David Knight. First, I want to cover just a couple of stories here. One out of zero hedge. Will the Fed let the stock market crash before an election? This is Charles Hugh Smith. Anyone in their position with the tools at hand would not have any other real option other than to buy stocks in whatever quantity is needed to reverse the selling and blow the shorts out of the water. So there's speculation that the Fed could be preparing to intervene in the stock market before the election, either to cause a crash or to prevent one. We've had a lot of negative stock news over the past recent weeks. What would happen to incumbents in the election a few weeks from now if the stock market crashes? The happy story that all is well and you would be wise to re-elect the incumbents responsible for the economic good news would be reduced to rubble. So they're speculating that this could be part of the October surprise that many people have talked about an economic panic right before the election, which could really shake up the midterms there. So that's an interesting article out of Zero Hedge, a potential October surprise in the economy. Also from Zero Hedge today, China claims US behind Hong Kong protests. A commentary in the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party on Saturday accused the US of trying to foment a color revolution in Hong Kong. So we've already had claims that foreigners are behind these protests in Hong Kong. We've had evidence that the National Endowment for Democracy, as it was involved in Ukraine and many other color revolutions, is active again in Hong Kong. But now, for the first time, Chinese state media has directly blamed the United States for fomenting that uprising as a color revolution to destabilize Beijing, just as they attempted to do, of course, and succeeded in Kiev, overthrowing the legitimately elected government and replacing it with an EU vassal puppet state. So we're continuing to watch developments in Hong Kong. David Knight, your comments on that, and also the news story out of the Washington Post: probe of contract for illegal silencers leads to web of Pentagon secrets.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about manipulating the stock market to make incumbents look good. It's kind of interesting to me, living in this country, that it seems like every 4 years when they if there's an incumbent president who's running for re-election, we can usually see a drop in gas prices. Right now, I think there's a lot of incumbents, especially in the Democrat Party, that are very concerned about their getting re-elected. I think it's interesting we're seeing yet again another drop in gas prices, even though you've got a lot of unrest in the Middle East, which you would think would perhaps drive that up. Maybe that's just a coincidence, but this story that is up on Drudge right now to the Washington Post, it's a real interesting little bit of intrigue that kind of surfaced from one particular case, and it is mushrooming to shed some light on this secretive organization within the Pentagon. They're saying that a criminal investigation has exposed a secret weapons program intertwined with allegations of a sweetheart contract, fake badges, and trails of destroyed evidence. Now, what this is a group of about 10 civilian employees, most of them retired military personnel, in something that is known as the Directorate for Plans, Policy, Oversight, and Integration. A directorate. And this kind of sounds like something out of a communist country, doesn't it? But what they did was they ordered 349 silencers, and they paid a hot rod auto mechanic in California $1.6 million to make these silencers. Now, his cost in parts was only about $10,000, so that's a pretty good profit margin. The crux of it, they say, is whether or not these silencers were properly purchased for an authorized secret mission, or were they part of a rogue operation. And they've got a former senior Navy official speaking out on it. He says, "I know it sounds goofy, but it was like they were building their own mini law enforcement and intelligence agency." We've seen that before, haven't we? I mean, everything in this government, when everything is secret that the government does, and it's not just black ops, but I mean, it doesn't matter who you try to talk to from our perspective in government, pretty much everybody throws up a shield. There's no transparency, no candor anywhere. When everything the government does is secret, and everything that you do is an open book to them, that is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe really for tyranny. They started destroying evidence, and one of the things that they came across was a stash of AK-47s, 1,600 of them. Now, of course, AK-47s are Russian weapons. They're not used by the U.S. military. And as the Washington Post points out, if the foreign-made weapons were equipped with unmarked silencers, the weapons could have been used by U.S. or foreign forces for special ops in other country, in other countries without any risk that they would be traced back to the United States. In other words, for a false flag.
For a false flag, or to arm the Syrian rebels, or yes, even other entities. Of course, we know out of Benghazi, weapons flowed. That was hidden for a long time. It was later confirmed that weapons were being sent out of Benghazi to so-called moderate rebels in Syria. So they have to hide these programs behind this veil of secrecy, and obviously this could be another example of that.
And it was just last August that we had this report on Infowars.com. It's August 16th. Again, they were percolating the situation in Syria. The U.S. Army bought 600,000 AK-47 magazines fully loaded. The U.S. Army doesn't have any AK-47s officially. Okay, so who are they giving it to? What rebel groups are they secretly arming with that? And, of course, we know that there's been a lot of arming and training of rebel groups within Syria, because that's the next state on their list. That's what all this ISIS stuff is about, is an excuse to get into the country one way or the other and start a war, then they can go after the Syrian government itself and the pretense of fighting the rebels that they actually created and armed and trained.
Let's go to a call now. Martin in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Martin.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know that my opinion is that the CDC is nothing more than a supposed hybridized pseudo-government entity. We should not expect anything from them. They are much like the Federal Reserve. They are part of the agenda. We should protect ourselves.
Okay, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Steve in Arizona, who says he's a fire department worker. Regarding Ebola training, Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead. Do we have Steve? Steve's not there. Maybe we can get back to Steve. We'll go to Kurt in Oregon. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. This is Kurt. I have a statement and a question. About encryption, I'm a 25-year IT professional, and my thought is that whether it's Bitcoin or email or voting machines, there is no trustworthy code, open source, and not just transparent, and not just the algorithms transparent, but a plan to systematically review that. Because what we found with the OpenSSL virus was that it is open source and nobody ever actually peer reviewed it. And my question is really, where do we go from here? I have a lot of powerful, progressive friends, and they're all in their own world and could care less about the things that we talk about here on InfoWars. And I believe the only war is the InfoWar, and we lose anything if we lose the Constitution. We lose everything. I don't think we win the aftermath of this.
Well, I mean, we saw earlier, we covered the story about MSNBC, which, of course, is a liberal stronghold. Record low viewing ratings. You know, we get, what, 3 million listeners a day just on the radio show alone. So they are waking up. They are coming over to our side. And it's part of that process of losing faith in the mainstream media, which we've seen definitely over the past 10 years. So we have to judge it by that benchmark. David Knight, the point about encryption, I mean, we had William Binney on recently. He said that people who use encryption, which I do for my email, they're the ones who get targeted, but still it is a good protection, a good at least surface level of protection against invasive spying.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, one of the things, PGP was one of the first encryption programs that came out for emails by Phil Zimmerman like 20 years ago. And the big problem was if you're the only one doing the encryption and you get the special attention and they've got all the time in the world to decrypt it. You know, you can decrypt some of the people some of the time, but you can't decrypt everybody all the time. But in terms of apathy, I think that's the greater issue. I think the apathy is the greater issue. And on this article that was linked on the Drudge Report today from TechCrunch, where they're talking about the interview with Ed Snowden, where he said, get rid of Dropbox, avoid Facebook, avoid Google. What I thought was the most interesting thing out of that article was the caption here where he says, he talks about why you should be concerned about privacy. And this is what you need to tell your friends if they're conservative or liberal and they just don't understand why this matters. He said, when you say, I have nothing to hide, you're saying, I don't care about this right. You're saying, I don't have this right. Because I got to the point where I have to justify it. The way rights work is the government has to justify its intrusion into your rights. And so that's one of the things that you really need to understand. And then the other thing that he said in the article is he says, we don't need to know every technical detail of what's going on in every program of the intelligence community, but we do need to know the bare and broad outlines of the powers our government is claiming they have and how they affect us and how they affect our relationships overseas. Because if we don't, we're no longer citizens. We no longer have leaders. We are subjects and we have rulers. I would say we are slaves at that point. I'd put a much stronger point on it, but very eloquent. That's from Ed Snowden. If you want to know why it matters, I think those are a couple of very good quotes to talk to your friends about. It does matter to have a right to privacy. However, I am very skeptical that there's anything out there that technologically protects us. I think we need to stand together. Primarily, we need to let them know that we're we're not going to stand for this. We need to insist that we have law enforcement leaders who will lock up people in the government if they break the law in terms of privacy, just like they would if they were robbing banks. I would expect the FBI director to lock up police officers if they were robbing people on the streets. I would expect him to lock up people within the federal government who are robbing us of our rights. And when he says distrust the government, but he doesn't do his job to lock up people who have violated the laws, who are criminals, he's not doing anything to make us have any confidence in this. He's just part of the problem, in my opinion.
And for people who say, you know, they don't care about their privacy, it's a complete misnomer, because as soon as you say, okay, well, give me your email password, give me access to your bank account, then they suddenly have real concerns about privacy. It's only with the government. You can trust the government, apparently, to violate your privacy, but not even your closest friends can be trusted with your email password. So, again, it's a cop-out, and they need to understand that government has always been the main threat, specifically with surveillance. Now, even Eric Schmidt is warning that it's so invasive in terms of the internet that it could undermine the entire structure of the internet and break the World Wide Web. So, you know, I'd like to see the trendies who don't really care about privacy cope without the internet. I think they would begin to really care if that was a genuine threat, which many people are now saying it could well be. Kyle in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, hi. This is Carl in Illinois.
Go ahead. What's your point today?
Okay, regarding this Ebola fiasco that's happening here in our country, someone may have brought this question up before, I'm not sure, but it's on my mind. If a mosquito bites an Ebola-infected person and then goes on to sting someone else, can mosquitoes and flies carry this disease forward? That's my question. I mean, this is a major concern because this is mosquito season, and most of America does have mosquitoes and flies that bite you. They take your blood, and they can also deposit germs into a human body.
Well, we don't know if it's vector-borne that way. Of course, there was a lot of fear about that with HIV. People were concerned that HIV could be transferred by mosquitoes because it was blood-borne. That turned out to not happen. They're saying they haven't noticed any situation where this has been transferred. But, you know, when we look at these cases, even with the Western doctors and nurses who go over there, they're telling us, I really don't know how I got it. And so that's what the concern is. Did they get it because it was airborne? Did they get it because of the aerosols? Did they get it because they touched something that someone else touched and there hadn't been enough time passed for the virus to die on the outside? Quite frankly, we really don't know. That's why I believe that we ought to exercise additional care, that those countries that are suffering from the epidemic should be sealed off. Not that we need to seal our borders as much as we need to seal that in, because they can go to intermediate countries and then come in that way. There's many ways that they can do it. And believe me, if it starts to affect 5 to 15% of the population, as the CDC is currently projecting it will in those countries, they will find a way to get out, if there's any way to get out. They're going to want to get out of that situation. Anybody would.
And, of course, there were reports, and I think these were confirmed, that, you know, bats are a real delicacy over there in West Africa. People were eating these bats, catching Ebola that way if the bats were not properly cooked. So that was one way in which it was spreading. Regarding mosquitoes, I don't think that's been confirmed. Bob in Connecticut, go ahead. You're on the air, Bob.
Yeah, I want to say, hey, Paul, how you doing? And David, I just wanted to make an observation on our government's response to this Ebola. It's been totally inadequate. The CDC is complicit in it. The Ebola is airborne, and the DOD has known that since 1989. And I think this is just a war against the people of the United States. Otherwise, they would have closed down the air travel from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. What do you guys think about that?
Well, yeah, there was the 1989 experiment. I believe it was in Virginia. That was the case, mm-hmm. wasn't it, where they proved that it was airborne to at least a limited extent.
They said they believed that it was, at least with aerosols. They wound up having to execute those monkeys because they couldn't stop it.
Yeah, and there was also the 2012 study in Canada. So
I look at this, Paul, and this article comes out today from Reuters. The U.S. needs to rethink Ebola infection control, says the CDC chief. They need a new strategy, he says. And I would ask, what strategy? I haven't seen or heard of any strategy. When they make mistakes, like the very first press conference that they had with the governor and local health officials, they didn't have an explanation as to how come this lady was not treated right away, why they had not disinfected the apartment. So many things that we didn't even know at that time that they hadn't done. They didn't make any confession about what they had done and say, this is where we screwed up and this is how we're going to keep that from happening again. There is no strategy to contain this. They don't have any treatment for it. The only thing that appears to show some promise that has availability is the convalescent serum, and they're not doing anything to create a donor registry or test the blood there. They're not going to have any of these experimental vaccines for quite some time. They don't have a strategy for treatment or containment.
Brad in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brad.
Hi, Dave and Paul. The strategy is, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And the fact of the matter that nothing has happened over the past few decades to reach this magnitude. Nothing has been done to upgrade the protocols and the various mechanisms by which things are handled. So it's become a situation of not what you know, but who you know. My real question is the response to our Governor Bobby Jindal, who is a man's man, a God-fearing man who loves his state, about banning all flights into Louisiana, was answered quickly by the government of what I consider to be not the United States, but the cooperating states, has issued some edict whereby we are to dispose of the remains of these people. What do you know about it, and why is no one talking about these guillotines any longer? Thank you for your time.
Well, of course, we had the story on Friday about the FEMA coffin liners. That was an interesting thing out of Georgia. They were storing them back a few years ago. We can get into that after break. Taking more of your calls on the Alex Jones Show live, David Knight in studio. We're going to wrap up the news after the break. Go to a couple more of your calls. The website is Infowars.com. Final segment coming up. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,263.60, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,263.60, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Going on in the world, it's important to protect your immune system, and you can do that with the great line of products at InfoWarsLife.com, one of which is X2. This is a key nascent iodine. Instead of drinking excessive amounts of bad tasting iodine, get X2. It doesn't have that garbage taste that you will find in a lot of the mainstream brands. It's time to get prepared with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWars Life. Secure yours at InfoWarsLife.com. And also, of course, iodine is very good for general health, for the general immune system, not just for protection against radiation exposure. Going to go to another one of your calls shortly, but just want to touch on this. David Knight, there's no talk of blocking the flights out of West Africa due to Ebola. Yet in 2011, and you can see this in the Forbes article, TSA threatens to cancel all flights out of Texas if groping bill passed. They basically threatened an embargo, a blockade on Texas, if this bill passed, which banned TSA groping. They were quite prepared to block all flights coming in and out of Texas over TSA goons touching your junk and intercepting those deadly snow globes. Yet we have an Ebola threat imminent and nothing's being done. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the time this was happening, we subsequently learned from this lawsuit that John Corbett has going with the TSA. They published on Pacer.gov an unredacted version. Later they put the redacted version up. And what they were saying is, at exactly the same time, in internal documents, the TSA was saying there is no threat of terrorists against airports or airplanes, yet they were going to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because it was about controlling people. They don't want to control the disease. They want to control people. Talking about irrelevance, I mean, we got the Pentagon now unveiling a plan for dealing with climate change. I mean, they've got a climate change adaptation roadmap. I mean, whatever the problem, whether it's an Ebola outbreak in Africa or whether it's presumed climate change, they always want to use the military. It's like, you know, when the only thing you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and they're just not effective in these other areas. But that's not a real threat anyway. There's not any global warming going on, and they haven't tied it to CO2. The CO2 levels have gone up. The temperatures have not gone up. The real hockey stick is the number of people who are getting Ebola in the African nations, and they're completely ignoring that while they're spinning around playing with climate change and making no-fly zones out of the TSA to support the TSA.
Steve in Arizona, final call. You're on the air. Go ahead. Make it quick.
Hi, I'm a firefighter from Arizona, and I just want to point out something real quick that's distressing. I haven't received any training formally from my department. I don't fault them for it. I kind of fault the government for it because of the erroneous information that's being disseminated. For example, the president saying that you cannot catch Ebola riding on a bus with someone. However, noticing that the CDC classifies Ebola as a biosafety level 4H agent, which requires a fully encapsulated suit to deal with. It's very distressing.
And there are only four of those biosecurity facilities in the entire United States, David Knight.
And you're not alone. It's not just firefighters and first responders. 85% of nurses, this is a story up on Infowars.com right now from Kit Daniels, 85% of nurses are not trained for Ebola. 76% of nurses also say the hospital that they work at has no policy for admitting Ebola patients. And yet we're told by the politicians, don't worry, everything's under control. They haven't done a thing. It's just blustering, bluffing.
And a lot of nurses have been protesting that they've not received that training either.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's amazing. We'll continue to track it. A lot of breaking Ebola news going up today. Of course, we had the second patient in Dallas back on Sunday. Concerns out of Europe again that more Ebola cases could be arriving in the UK as well. We'll continue to track it on InfoWars.com. Be sure to support us at InfoWarsLife.com. And join us tomorrow on The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.